Huge thank you to our very own Wolf Choristers for that gift. And thank you all for joining us in community here today. My name is Alana. I go by she, her, and I'm here to welcome you as a lay leader wherever you've been from, whoever you are. There is space for you here. You are welcome. I wanted to let you all know that we're going to have a fantastic service today with a lot of wonderful music from the choristers and from guest musicians. It'll be a little bit different, but I think I'm really looking forward to how impacting this can be for us. Please get up and welcome each other, and we'll take a few moments to make a new friend. Thank you, everyone. We'll be continuing these conversations downstairs with coffee. Please don't flee right after service. There's lots of opportunity to continue to build these bonds of community with each other. I'm going to hand off the mic to Dan Boyce for an announcement.
Thank you, Alana. I'm Dan Boyce. I'm the chair of your strategic planning task force that will be doing its work this coming year following the visioning task force that put together a wonderful vision that was passed at the annual meeting just recently. When the service ends today, the newly formed task force is kicking off its work to determine the steps needed to actualize the vision as adopted. We need your input today as we examine the question, should we grow our membership numbers in the coming years? This is foundational to our plans that we're going to be developing. If the answer is yes, we go one way. If the answer is no, we go another way. So please plan to join us. We'll start about 15 minutes after the service ends, 11:45, 11:50, in Forest Hall. There are light snacks there to tide you over. Thank you. Hope to see you there.
Hazel will be lighting our chalice this morning. Thank you, Hazel. This ritual is a crucial symbol for us when we are together. And to quote the faith of my background, when two or more of you are gathered, there I am in your midst. And this flame represents whatever it is that we have that makes us more than the sum of our parts, whether that is to you, God, or love, or the bond of community, or just the human spirit. This is that symbol. This is a new chalice lighting wand. She is fantastic. Thank you, Hazel. Okay. Please join me in reading our affirmation.
Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful and what is wondrous. Let us open our minds to learn what is true and what is mysterious.
And let us open our hearts to love ourselves and our neighbors.
So let's join in our opening hymn. It's 10:28, and we don't have the lyrics on the screen today, so we're going to do it the old-fashioned way. You'll want to look for a teal hymnal under your seat and see if you can find number 10:28. The fire of commitment. You may need to share with a neighbor. All right.
From the light of days remembered, from the beacon bright and clear, guiding hands and hearts and spirits into faith set free from fear. When the fire of commitment sets our mind and soul ablaze, when our hunger and our passion need to call us on our way, when we live with deep assurance of the flame that burns within, then our promise finds fulfillment and our future can begin. From the stories of our living rings a song bold, brave, and free, calling pilgrims still to witness to the life of liberty. When the fire of commitment sets our mind and soul ablaze, when our hunger and our passion need to call us on our way, when we live with deep assurance of the flame that burns within, then our promise finds fulfillment and our future can begin.
Would you like to rise for the last verse?
From the dreams of youthful vision comes a new prophetic voice, which demands a deeper justice built by our courageous choice. When the fire of commitment sets our mind and soul ablaze, when our hunger and our passion need to call us on our way, when we live with deep assurance on the flame that burns within, then our promise finds fulfillment and our future can begin. Thank you.
So we kind of built this musical service around the monthly theme of renewal. So there's lots of different ways to think of that, of course, and we're going to start off with this next song, Sing About It. And this is in the blues tradition, and when you're having troubles, when your heart is broken, whatever is afflicting you, maybe the path forward is to start by singing about it.
By Mary Oliver. I was enjoying everything. The rain, the path, wherever it was taking me, the earth roots beginning to stir. I didn't intend to start thinking about God. It just happened. How God or the gods are invisible, quite understandably. But holiness is visible. Entirely. It's wonderful to walk along like that, though not the usual intention to reach an answer, but merely drifting. Like clouds that only seem weightless, but of course are not, are really important. I mean, terribly important. Not decoration by any means. By next week, the violets will be blooming. Anyway, this was my delicious walk in the rain. What was it actually about? To think about what it is that music is trying to say. It was something like that.
This safe and beautiful space that we drift within is something that we are all incredibly grateful for. We are grateful for the people who came before, who helped build it, and the people who sit among us, who help sustain it. For all of the work and efforts that goes into maintaining and sustaining our building, our grounds, our programs, and our culture. As the ushers come up to pass around the baskets, please consider what kindnesses you may have to offer. That could be your time, your talents, or your gifts. By ushers, I mean kids, because I don't see the ushers. If the kids want to come up and get the baskets. Just take the time now to consider what you may have to offer in that regard.
Would you sing with us?
Somewhere over the rainbow, there a path, a land that I heard of once in a valley. Are blue, and the dreams that you dare, you bring me to.
kids like to come up for Time for All Ages. We've got room in the front rows here, and I've got stuff to pass out. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where's my son? Downstairs. Okay. Gil, you better be listening. He was trying to help us practice earlier. It was very helpful. I was wondering, have any of you heard of Thich Nhat Hanh? Yeah? Well, of course you have. You've heard me practicing. He was a meditative teacher. He was a Buddhist monk from Vietnam. Would you like to sit with me, sweetie? You don't have a chair. Yeah, can I hold you? Is that okay? Yeah. Here you go. Here we go. So he was a spiritual teacher. And he wanted to teach the world how to be kind to one another and how to connect with itself, right? Because we need to connect with ourselves and we need to connect with other people, right? Yeah. So I don't know if you know what mindfulness is. You probably practice some of it in school, right? What is mindfulness to you? What's mindfulness? Being calm in yoga, yeah? Just relaxing, yeah. Hazel, Eli, no? Mindfulness is paying attention to the moment that you are in. Not thinking about the next moment, or the moment that happened before, or the moment that is happening to her, right? It's the moment that's happening to you right now. So I'm going to pass out some fruit. I've got this basket of fruit. There's all kinds of fruit in here. Just kidding. It's all kumquats. You want to grab one? Yeah? Don't eat it yet. Go ahead. Just hold it in your hand. Tiny, skinny tangerines. I think they look like orange thumbs, if oranges had thumbs, right? Do you want to hold that? Would anyone else like a kumquat to hold for this practice? I've got extras. You want to pass them around? Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I gave them to them. So while you hold this, I'd like you to... Hi, Gil. We'll have a kumquat for you, too. I've been fending the kumquats off for my kids for, like, several days in my house. I'd like you to, while you're holding this, I'd like you to close your eyes. Just hold this kumquat and feel the skin, the bumpiness, right? The smoothness, the texture. Now with your thumbnail, score the skin. And smell, take a deep breath. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now, are you thinking about brushing your hair tonight? No. You're thinking about getting ready for school? No. In that moment, we were only present for the kumquat, for the smell that we were taking in with our bodies. That is the beginning of mindfulness. And you kids are better at it than most adults, I'm going to say, right? If you've ever watched... Kids, I'm going to, just for a second, I'm going to talk to the adults, okay? Don't go anywhere. If you've ever seen kids play, there is no more being there for the moment than a kid truly in their play. There's a lot that we can learn from that moment of just being in that second without worrying about the next one or thinking about the last one or worrying about someone else's moment, just theirs. You can now take your kumquats. Would you like to be sung out to your classrooms now? The answer is yay! Let's form our arches. Can I give you a kiss? Mwah. And we hold you in our love as you go, as you go. May your hearts be at peace as you go. To nurture the spark of your precious life. Hold you in our love as you go. It smells really good in here. I mean, it smelled great before. You guys smelled wonderful. I want to invite all of you in, and not just you individuals, but also all of your emotions. The events going on in your lives, there are no good or bad feelings. They are all welcome here. And we together shoulder those difficult emotions and the light, wonderful, fantastic emotions together. So today during Joys and Sorrows, I invite you up to come up this aisle and carefully, without tripping, come place a stone into the water here. And then, again, without tripping, head back to your seats this direction. And I'm going to get my microphone for you. If you have a few words to share about your stone, that feeling or that event that you would like us to shoulder with you and share with you, I will be here with the mic to allow that. Those stones unspoken, all those feelings or emotions that we together hold with you.
We are also going to sing another hymn out of the Teal Hymnal, 1011, Return Again. Thank you.
The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting for their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world, and I am free.
And to continue that theme of water, as we're thinking about renewal, this next piece, a Japanese song made popular by Yuzo Kayama, a very popular Japanese entertainer, and set by Rachel Stenson, calls upon the sea to offer us strength and courage to journey on. The translation is, "Embraced by the sea, although we may fail, we will hold on to this passionate dream. Embraced by the sea, although we may be alone, we can ride the waves while guided by the stars. Oh, my sea, that deep love that you provide, your heart accepts my feelings and gives me hope for tomorrow. Although it may be only mine, I entrust my life to you. Although it may be only once, let's survive a storm and travel to a far place."
Thank you.
you find yourself here, different somehow, learning to build a life worth living, you carry it home. You learn to abandon what isn't important. You learn to sit still, to stay in one place. You learn to watch over yourself when there's no one else to watch over and no one to watch over you. You see yourself reflected. You learn to love what you see. You live with yourself. You live. You find yourself here, different somehow, learning to build a life worth living. You carry it home.
You find yourself here, different somehow, learning to
we extinguish this chalice.
We extinguish this chalice.
but not the connection that we share or the deep, deep love we have in our community.
So our final hymn has a little surprise at the end. Just be ready for it.